Case number 9497, Louise and Herman Short Sr., north side of intersection of Road 61 and Road 26, a special exception to place a third on-farm manufactured home. Name and address.
Louise Short, 22311 Bull Branch Road, Millsburg, Delaware, 19966.
Swear to testimony you're about to give, true and correct, best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Herman and Louise Short Sr. are seeking a special use exception to place a third on-farm manufactured home to be located north side of the intersection of Road 61 and 26. For farmhand use.
This won't be for farmhand use?
Yes.
Okay, now you have two on there on one parcel now?
Yes.
Are those two rented?
My daughter-in-law lives in one, and the guy helps us with plumbing, and all lives in the other.
Do you have a plumbing business?
No.
Okay, so you have two more. You have four on there total? Is that correct?
No, two.
You just have two?
Two.
Do you have a camper on there or anything?
What?
A camper?
It's a camper, but it's not, nobody lives in it. It's the guy that does the plumbing for me. It's his, the camp in summer.
Okay, but they don't use it
any other time? No, nobody lives in that, no.
Okay.
It's not mine.
But you are renting one home, one of those mobile homes?
One home, yes.
Ma'am, what do you do?
What do I do?
You have a type of
farm?
Yes.
Do you have vegetable crops or what?
Vegetable crops and soybeans and corn, yes.
How many acres you have?
99.
So your daughter helps you on the farm?
Yes.
To take other crops?
Some? Yeah.
And how about the fellow does the plumbing work? Does he help you on the farm
yes.
too?
Yes.
He doesn't work off doing his plumbing work?
He works off too. But he helps me too.
Okay. And who's this disturbance going to be for?
It's the guy that we're going to move in it to help us on the farm. Yeah. My husband drives truck long distance.
Uh-huh.
How many acres do you have in vegetable crops?
We're going to have probably 30.
And what?
Tomatoes, cucumbers, peas, lima beans.
We have a fruit stand?
Yeah.
Hudson, there's some notes on the application that indicate that there are actually four homes there and there have been violation notices previously. Can you explain the background?
Yes, since I had that district, I sent three notices of three violations for the same mobile home that is sitting there. I've actually sent it down to the constable's office three times, and I've spoke to her one time. She was going to file variance to have her grandson living in, and that was probably several years ago, and it's now taken this long to either to get an application in here or end up removing that mobile home, and it's been sitting there. Matter of fact, it's been sitting there even before I started at planning and zoning.
The aerial photograph shows four mobile homes on the property. Is that correct?
Yes, one's in my yard. Nobody lives in. This is the one we're talking about.
What's it doing there if nobody's living in it?
Lady gave it to me.
Hey, well, that's not permitted under the ordinances.
That's the one I've been trying to get her to
That's the one that we're trying to get set up.
Well, they're on farms are permitted if they are the primary place of residence for persons employed on the premises or immediate family members. You said you got some guy who
will
does
be
plumbing,
employed.
But he's not. If he does plumbing off the premises, then he's not employed by. By you people.
Well, we have Pam.
Mr. Burrell, I was up there on a concern about a complaint with that travel trailer when I spoke to the tenants of that mobile home. They didn't refer to it, they were related. They actually said, my landlord lives right here, so they rent that one mobile home that's on 26 facing.
That's not permitted.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's not permitted either. So we have three, and the fourth one you're trying to get done is for your grandson, or the ones by your house?
Yeah, as soon as he gets out of college, yeah. Here's a UTI, Pennsylvania.
So where's the free market at railroad, Bridgetown?
Yeah, it's back of a pickup, little pickup that sits right along the in our driveway. Just has some fruit in it.
Pickup, we have a stand out there too.
Mm-hmm. You do have a stand?
Just a small mm-hmm. stand.
Small stand.
We have a stand.
A small.
Trailer that you're gonna bring a trailer in, or are you fixing one up that's behind your
place? It's
the one
that's in our yard, yeah.
You're fixing it up?
Yeah.
When will your grandson be done with college?
In March.
Graduating?
It's coming March, yeah.
Gonna move home on the farm?
Yes.
And he's gonna work the farm?
Yeah, he's going to work on the farm, yeah.
Okay.
You don't have anybody full-time on the farm?
He was until he went to college.
But the other guy's not full-time?
He will be, yeah.
The plumber's going to be full-time, too?
He's going to be until my grandson gets back, yes. What?
How old is the mobile home that you're going to use for?
It's I think it's probably 91 maybe. It's in excellent shape.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Is there any letters of opposition? Madam Secretary, you have any letters of opposition or anything?
No, I don't.
Okay, hearing none. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 9497 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Workman with a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9497 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Name your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You may stay if you would like, or you can call the office in the morning.
Okay.
Okay? The board stands recessed for 10 minutes.